Also making sure you're sitting comfortably. If you need to move a little to get a little more comfortable, just move. And remembering our points of contact, so feet on the floor, bottom on the floor, body on the floor. Feeling the earth beneath you. Feeling the cushions, the floor under your bottom. Your spine straight, maybe resting on the floor or against cushions. Imagining an invisible thread coming up through the crown of your head up to the heavens. Your palms turned upwards in your lap. There's a light gap in between your teeth. And your tongue is either resting in the bowl of your mouth or the tip is resting on the roof of your mouth behind your two front teeth. And just become aware of your breath. Just notice how it's flowing without changing anything. Just observing. And let your breath now become a little deeper and a little longer. And now I want you to imagine yourself sitting or lying in a beautiful, compassionate space. And by compassionate, I mean what you're looking at, what you're creating in your mind's eye, is somewhere that feels soothing to you, that feels soothing to your body, to your nervous system, somewhere where you feel safe. It could be outside, on the beach, looking at a mountain, the moon above. It could be sitting inside by a cozy fire, or snuggled up on a sofa or a bed. And when you've chosen your cozy place, get a sense of what's around you. Fill in the pictures. What's on the walls? What are the trees like, or nature? Build an image of bringing into your mind's eye all the things that allow your nervous system to settle, to soften, to feel relaxed, to feel safe. Sense into your body what this feels like, what you can smell and hear and taste. Do you feel warm or cool? And then in your mind's eye, I want you to bring in a part of you that we call the wise, compassionate self. In that we all have these wise, compassionate selves that are a part of us. You may have an image. You may have a feeling, you may have a sense. And see what it's like to sit with this person, this part of you, your wise, compassionate self, who looks kindly upon you, who loves you unconditionally. Who has got your back. what it feels like to be unconditionally loved by this part of you. They may have kind words to say to you, or a kind touch, or a kind smile. And just see what comes. And even if nothing comes and it's just their presence, then that is fine too. And then bring into your space a wise, compassionate person, or animal, or soul, or angel, or spirit guide, somebody from another realm, religious, and bring them into your cozy space, at a place wherever feels comfortable and safe for you. And they come with a presence of safety and security and divine, compassionate love and light. A guardian angel, they could be called. Just notice what happens inside your body. When this beautiful presence arrives. Knowing that they are bigger and wiser than you. Their love is never ending. They look upon you with deep compassion. And if you have any worries or anxieties, you can hand them over to this wise, compassionate being. And let them take care of your worries, for that is their job. And maybe they might share with you some wisdom, kindness, compassion. Or maybe it's just their presence, of having their presence sitting with you. Allowing you to relax a little more. Stepping into your true self. And another way to soothe ourselves is with colour. So think about how you would like to be feeling an hour from now. And what colour comes to your mind in connection with that feeling? And let this wise, compassionate soul be the source of this colour as they hand it to you. And you breathe it in. And you breathe it out. And you breathe it in and out. And you visualize this colour coming into every one of your cells, your tissues, your bones, your organs. And have a sense of your body filling with this beautiful colour. Notice what happens inside with your thoughts and your feelings and your posture. And merge with your wise, compassionate self. Let that part of you merge in with you. Feel and have the experience of this colour too. And bring in your mind's eye the wise, compassionate being, the angel, the animal, whatever came to your mind, to stand behind you or to the side of you for support, whatever feels more supportive for you. Let there be a light smile upon your face, a friendly smile in your heart. You talk to yourself. Talk to yourself with a smile, a friendly smile upon your face and in your heart. And so it might be something like, "Hi, Nixie. I'm really loving this meditation." Can feel my body softening, a sense of deep relaxation inside me. And you can try saying it to yourself with a very neutral voice. See the difference in quality. How much nicer and more friendly it is, and the impact it has on our bodies when we speak to ourselves with kindness, with compassion. So focusing on your breath and the color that is in your body and the feelings and emotions that are associated with the color. And think if this color would like to stay the same for the rest of the night, or if it might change. And welcoming whatever comes. And think about when you get into bed this evening. What is a soothing, sleepy color that you would like to fill your cells, your being with, to help you have a deep night's sleep? Let this color know that when you hop into bed this evening, you'll remember this color. And you'll fill your body with it, and your cells, and your tissues, and your organs, and your soul, and your psyche, to enable you to have a deep, restful, calming, energizing sleep. And then come back into this moment. So we draw our meditation to a close. And bring into your body a color that you would like to bring into your body now, of how you're feeling. It might feel soothing, calming, maybe restorative. And let your breath become a little deeper. As you breathe the color in and out. Breathing it in and out from every pore in your skin. And wiggling your fingers and toes. And taking a stretch in your body. Rolling your shoulders. Moving your head. When you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes.